go to jail to appreciate my freedom. I need to mess up my credit to appreciate my credit. I need to get my throat cleared to realize, get to know motherfucker before you click with him. I needed all of that to get to this point. But when I was new, I was passing over a newcomer. Hear me now, hear me. Pay attention, pay attention. When I was new, I was passing over some of this information with minimum concern. I was hearing it. I thought I was applying it. I did my best. And I wound off course. I start feeling bad. I start feeling less than a person. I moved into my house. I didn't see no extra money for a living room set, a refrigerator, a bedroom set, and I'm only making $800 a month. Rent was $400, gas collected, and at that time, there wasn't too many cell phones the hell out here. We had pagers. And in 1990, all you needed was a beeper and a leather coat, and you was the fucking. Now you need two cell phones, a fur coat, a BMW, and a half a weed. I'm talking about the hope. So I went back to school. And I know about the importance of having a subject. I know the importance of having a verb. I know the importance of backing up a point, making a point. Don't watch the fuck off course, bitch. I know how to do an essay now. But when I first got here in 90, I didn't know that. But if it wasn't through me listening in non-college knowledge meeting, if it wasn't for me hearing people talking about going back to school, getting GED, getting their family back, because you got to listen. You got to be paying attention. You can't be sitting up here not paying attention. Nor can you be up here being closed-minded. You're not going to get the help the fuck you need. Open your mind. Understand my pain. Understand. Why it was important for me to try to fit in. It's because where I came from. Why it's important for someone to love me. It's because where I came from. Why I felt so depressed. Because society. Why I didn't like being gay. Because people with the fuck crew. Why I wanted to commit suicide. I felt depressed. I had no one to go to. I didn't think people understand. Why did my motherfucking mother and father have me and bring me into the world to have to deal with this kind of bullshit in life? Dying seemed much better than living. Talk about teen suicide. I tried to take my life on several occasions before the drug came along. But it was through this fellowship. I understand. We know your trials and tribulations. I want to thank the predecessor that paved the way, that opened the door. I want to thank them for meeting at secret locations and places just so we can be here today. I want to thank them for hopping around to different meetings. I want to thank them for struggling with a name, how we got the name of Narcotics Anonymous. I want to thank them for going to the Narcotics Division to tell some people that we're going to meet over here. We ain't trying to start no goddamn shit. We're going to meet over here, me and a couple of addicts. We're trying to help one another stay clean, even though they didn't believe us. I want to thank them for believing that people like us that are going to come along and going to need some guidance, need some support, need some help. That they weren't going to get caught up with the personality. They realize we all suffer with something. And I need to walk with you every step of the way, Matthew. And I need you to get to the other side. And I need you to not treat your daughter like you would felt though you would be treated. When you was a child, Matthew, wondering why your mother wasn't there, why my grandmother abused me, why my father died at the age of two, why them people in school don't like me, and why dying seemed much better than living. This was before I got out of the sixth grade. And when your daughter called you on a regular basis and say, Daddy, can you please come get me? No, I can't come get her fucking ass. I'm too busy trying to reserve my motherfucking bed just to take the motherfucking nigga to call. That's why I can't get my motherfucking daughter, because I always want to get it in. I still want to fix the feeling. I want a good feeling to myself. Taking myself outside of myself. Wonder why my child going through what she's going through. My daughter's mother called and said, come get your daughter. She's in school. She stood up here saying things like she want to kill herself. I told her to pack her clothes. Don't want to come outside of my comfort zone to raise a 9-year-old daughter. For those men who didn't get that, yes, I got some pussy back 9 years ago. Y'all wasn't gonna be the only motherfuckers up here having fun, shit. Long dream awakened, new possibility arrived. I was a possibility, shit. I'm talking about a vision. I'm talking about a vision of hope. I'm talking about in my loo, in the back alley, in the crack houses. No matter where I was in my active addiction, something inside of my head say, it got to get better than this. I didn't know when it was going to get better. I didn't know how it was going to get better. But something in my head say, it got to get better, Matthew. It got to get better. That's the name of my home group, Written to Love, 22nd and CTB Moore, 4 o'clock every day in North Philadelphia. Please come, 5 days a week. It got to get better. I had a vision. I didn't want my life to continue. I didn't want to continue being a drug addict. I take my hat off to those who spent 5 days and 5 years out on the street. I got clean because on a simple fact, I didn't want to spend one night out on the street. I had nowhere to go. I was restored to a moment of sanity for a second. And I said to myself, I'm going to go into the shelter system. That's how I got clean. And they sent me all the way up to this place, and they told me, in order for me to stay here, I have to go to detox or rehab. I don't have no bed. I don't have no place to stay. I ain't got time to be arguing with these people, so I need to go where they want me to go at. Wasn't nobody else taking me in. And I thought, recovering, I thought getting better. I still got a lot of work to go, but I'm much better than I was in 1990. This is 2007. There had to be some progress within 16 to 17 years. I got to be a vision of hope to somebody to let the newcomer know that this program worked. No, I didn't know I was going to stay right here going on 16, 17 years, but I like the motherfucking numbers. I don't want nobody else to have more time than me. I like being asked to come to carry our method. All these people in this room, anybody could have did what we doing. I get great joy in doing this. Those who are here, who are here. Those who are not here, you tell them about it.
That's right.
It's all about learning how to be okay with me through whatever. Through whatever bad decision. Through whatever me not thinking the thing through. Through what I rushed in a relationship. No, I didn't think it all the way through. Was I supposed to think it all the way through when I wanted to have sex? Do you know the feeling I'm feeling with 30 and 60 and 90 days and I don't have nobody? I'm supposed to be up in every recovery house with all the men up in there. Well, in my case, it probably would have been a blessing, but we don't leave that alone. But I'm supposed to be okay in a recovery house with over 100 men, and I'm keep going to knockout and I'm in meeting, and I'm feeling some kind of way because now I'm happy to be alive and glad to be doing the right thing for the right reason. And I'm grateful for the clothes I got from the thrift store. So why not have somebody whispering in my ear? So I try to fight the feeling for a long period of time. I go on as if, and I can't fight it no more. So I hook up with the first thing that's coming. I hate when I dig it. I get the sweating kind on and stuff like that. And this thing, it was white in the beginning. Foundation. Y'all didn't tell me I had to go through all this type of stuff. But what am I supposed to do? 6 months, coming up on a year, trying to do the right thing. So why not get involved? No, I don't know me. No, I don't know that I'm going to switch gear. But why not have sex or hook up with somebody? Why are you being mad at me because I'm hooked up? So what? I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going through the depressing feeling. So I act out, and I get a $5 special. just to get the relief. I'm not hurting nobody. I'm still in the facility. Halfway out, recovery house. Y'all going home to your special loved one. And I got to fight through the feeling. And some days it's better than the other. It's because I have been listening, not because now I'm in meeting. And I have been reading the basic text. A lot of days it was better because I was reading. And I was reading Who's an Addict. And I was reading our basic text. And I was reading all that free literature. It was those days that got me through some of them tough times. When I felt like I just have to have somebody. I mean, like, fuck it. Everybody else hooked up. We had the spirit. Remember today, pay attention. Just because somebody else is married, that don't mean that the fuck we got to get married. I messed my credit cards up because I didn't respect what addict got in the room to knock out anonymous. So my thing is that, like, I'm learning each day that I stay clean, to stay on this path, continue on reading, continue on getting honest. Continue to tell you that I'm hurting. I don't know how I can come up here and give y'all a glimpse of hope and put my personal stuff on the side. Because I got enough evidence behind me to say that it'd be all right. If it wasn't for the evidence behind me, I would have been gave up. This is not my first time being in a financial dilemma. But I stayed in meeting and I listened. And I got honest and say I fucked up. I spent too much money this time. But I'm willing to take whatever the death and you're willing to give me. Being open-minded. Yes, I fall short. No, I didn't need them fucking diamond earrings. No, I didn't need them Gucci glasses. I really, really didn't need them. I'm still locked into an image. If the lifestyle don't get you a town clean, the drugs will. I'm still learning how to adjust. So each day I come clean and I talk about me and I ask for help. And I don't like begging. I don't like coming up here without no money. But my friends say, come on down here. You ain't got to worry about the hotel stay. You can stay with me. You ain't got to worry about gas. We'll pay the gas. And y'all gonna pay the toll too? So what? I didn't have no money. But mother raised me well. She said, never go out of town without your own money in your pocket. So what? I didn't have no money. So what I did, so I can put some security in my pocket, I pawned my diamond ring. I ain't no dumb hoe. I ain't be begging you for no cold shoulders and shit like that. Get something up and buy you. But I got friends. And we all fall short. Have dilemma. But because of the evidence I got behind me, I know it'd be all right. So I share my experience, trip, and hope with you to let you know that you ain't nowhere that I ain't never been or a lot of other people been. You didn't do no more fucked up shit than the rest of us did. You ain't jumping in no more relationship than the next person.
That's right.
You didn't hook up no more than nobody else. You didn't switch give no more than nobody else. One day I like a man, one day I like a woman, one day I like a man, one day I got like a woman. That's my choice. Too bad if you ain't got that fucking choice. Y'all told me the freedom in being myself. My job is to get the newcomer some hope and say, you can stay clean off the drug. And if you stay here long enough to open your mind and listen to what we're saying in the meeting, you too can get to the other side. And you want to cross some bridges. But we want to hope that you internalize some of this information and realize that it'll be okay. I am blessed. I'm glad to be here. And I'll give y'all the second half the next time they ask me to tell. Thanks for letting me tell.
Next, I give you Lisa A. from Pennsylvania, and she's going to share on willingness.
I'm an addict, and my name is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
And first and foremost, I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be here. And for y'all helping me stay. And I want to thank this area for inviting me here. to share my experience, strength, and hope on willingness. And it's an honor and a privilege. These two are my predecessors. They was here before I got here. Bonnie with 18 years and Matthew with 16 years, you know, and I can stand here today and say I got 10 years and 4 months. You know, and I really need to say that, and I want to say, if you knew, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous, right? And you ain't never got to use again. We found a proven plan, right? And our message is that any addict can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. And if you was here November 26, 1996, and look at me today, you know our program worked.
Come on now.
He was talking about the mirror. You know, one of the things I want to say is my topic is willingness. And Matthew, I came right behind Matthew, and his is open-minded. And I want to thank God for sponsorship. I have a sponsor, right? Listen, Lester, I love you. Listen, I'm talking about when I got the Narcotics Anonymous, she worked with me. She listened, and I wasn't the easiest person to work with. I was full of self-hatred. I was full of low self-esteem. I was riding with low self-worth. And I really, 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 really didn't understand that my life wasn't going to transform until I learned how to internalize the spiritual principles. So I was around here, but I really wasn't experiencing the freedom that the program talks about, because I didn't have a clue on how to live them. I didn't know that the spiritual principles wasn't sex. I didn't know they wasn't cars. I didn't know it wasn't what I was wearing. I didn't know it was how many people I was sleeping with. I didn't know. And listen, Matthew, listen, I'm on fire. I feel like I can run around this fucking room. Listen. Matthew shared on open-mindedness. And I have a sponsor who made me do the work. Listen, and when I was looking in the dictionary, open-mindedness means unblocked. It's saying in the Webster, the Universal Dictionary, open-mindedness means unobstructed and unblocked. Willingness means compliant and in agreement. So I'm saying, look, the indispensable principles. You can't live without these. And they embedded in all the steps, right? So I look at the willingness in the third step, and most of that stuff I turned over to y'all because I hadn't had a relationship with him. See, I want to go straight into the solution. We all know what it was like to use. I didn't have a clue what had happened to me. I mean, listen, I was the girl, new person that was relating to the drug. It was the blue bags and the red bags and all that. But I didn't know in the introduction, I didn't know about the spiritual dilemma that I was in. I really didn't know the devastation that smoking crack had did to me. I didn't have a clue what was going on with me. All I knew is when I did one, I couldn't stop. I had to sell everything. I just wanted one more. That was my story. I ain't the ounce girl. I'm the one more girl. I'm the one more girl for anything. The things that I would do just for one more. I was hurt. I was trapped. I was, listen, man, I was devastated when the smoke cleared. I didn't know. Listen, we talk about bondage in here. Freedom ain't free. Run around clapping and skipping and shit and toying all around, sitting in meetings all day. I thank God for sponsorship. I need to know what I suffer with. I need to know when it's making right look wrong and wrong look right. I need to know when I'm running off of self-hatred. On most days, the core for me. Without no drug. How I walk in these rooms of Narcotics Anonymous
and have to recreate an image. Because people won't let me off the hook. And y'all say that there's a program of change. And we grow. Can I? So my topic is willingness. Listen, I came from a place where I listen. Compliant and agreeance never was in my story. It's something about that rebellious nature, that buck, that against the grain, that kind of spirit that I've always had before I even used drugs. And I get the Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm wondering why my life ain't changing. Why everybody else seem to be drama free? Let me tell you something. I've been here 10 years and 4 months, but my recovery hasn't started 10 years and 4 months ago. I understand what the literature talks about now, how you have people who can make our meetings and stay clean on just sheer abstinence. I'm her. They can put me right beside it. And say, but if you want the freedom that the program has to offer, you got to take the steps. But it's meaningless unless you live them. So I can do all of that writing and cross my T's and dot my I's, but my life ain't transforming. And it's something about when you sick. It's something about when you sick and you ain't growing and you ain't changing and ain't nothing good happening in your life, how you will think that nobody else is. Ain't nobody changing and ain't nobody growing. Let me tell you something. I know what it's like today to be around here and be drama free. I never thought I would get to the day when I ain't in nothing. Don't want to be in nothing. I really need to pay a lot of attention to me. Because the moment that I take my eyes off of me, but I want to share something, right? And I want to talk a little bit about being broken. Because for a long time, the illusion of having control is what fed the monster in me. And it's something about being broken. It's something about when nothing else works. I'm talking about when nothing else works. I'm talking about when nothing else works. I'm talking about, listen, I ain't the girl who came in with the credit cards and all the fine things and all of that. So when y'all see me now, a sister just be showing off. I came here with 5 trash bags and a 5-year-old daughter. I came from the gutter. I ain't have nothing. I ain't have nothing when I got here. And I thank God for the women who wear that shit. I want to take my hat off to y'all. All the Winnies and Divya and all the eyelashes and Channel with the dudes and all that. Yes, help a sister out. Keep a bitch batting. I want a bat and all that. I thank you. And let me tell you something. I know it's not about the outside, but God is so merciful, right? Because he knew I came from nothing. So he didn't give me anything immediately. He started putting substance in me first. He started working on my gutted insides. It's something when you're walking around, Sonya, and you gutted. and the last to know. Because you can sit in our meetings and really think you're doing something and ain't working with nothing but what you look like or what you're working with sexually. Because I don't know about y'all, I came from a place where I was super dyke. So my looks and my tongue game was all I had going. You talking about willingness. Listen, first of all, I needed to be broke. Listen, let me tell you something. The disease of addiction. I stayed here long enough, and my sponsor was talking about the fourth step. Listen, I got in touch with who I invented.
All right.
I'm not standing here before you today, garbed up with the hat to the back and the boxes and the t-shirts and all of that stuff on because I became broken. That's why I didn't want to take it off. You got to be vulnerable in order to recover. I was only trying to lock away a little girl anyway. She was scared. She was hurt. She was wounded. She was badgered. You know, we talking about we turn our legal problems over to professionals. Listen, I had to go lay on the couch or two. I really want to find out what's going on with me that I hate being what God made me. Now, I ain't going to tell you I was born gay. I wasn't. It's a choice. It ain't nothing but a preference. I used to say a whole bunch of hip shit, though. Strictly Clickly. And I was born. I was crazy out my... Listen, man. I was crazy out my mind when I got here. And I thank God there's room for all manifestations of the recovering addict because there's some women in here that loved me anyway. Never judged me, never turned their back on me. Listen, always told me they believe in me and I was something and it's okay. So I'm going to tell you something. I thank God for the willingness because it takes willingness to investigate.
Go ahead.
I ain't sitting around here just going for anything. I want to know what happened to me. I don't know and I ain't even got enough sense. They even asked myself that kind of question. All I did was kept taking the steps. Willingness. Listen, I sat down and things just start become apparent. Like you look. 10-step talk about being backed up in a corner where you might not come out clean. It started becoming apparent to me that women was another addiction. I need to find out my corner. Once I stopped using drugs, it ain't the drug. Now why you in the corner? Why you balled up again? Why you in a fetal position again? Yo, look. But I thank God for the fetal position because the hurt and the brokenness sent me to God. If I wasn't hurt, if I wasn't broke, I would have never had the need to start praying. It is so much power in prayer. Listen, I got a set of instructions in my prayer. I don't know about you, but if you start praying and building a relationship, because I need to get something spiritual to hold me. Listen, I want a BMW, I ain't even gonna lie. But I will sell it if I use. And God ain't gonna give me that because I'm struggling with an oil change on a 99 Malibu. He said, I'm gonna help you because you can't even help yourself. You can't even make it to Midas for 1999. You trying to get an X with that LaDivia guy? You want one of them things Winnie or one of them got. You can't even get the oil change on that booth. Slow it down. Listen. Listen. Somewhere in the step process, I wanted to be free. I wanted to be free. I was happy and I was excited that I wasn't using drugs. But at the end of the road, the women weren't working no more. Now I got to start asking questions why. They've been working. I be 42 years old. They've been working since I was 14 years old. But they was working because I was making it work. Most of them I was lying, deceitful, abusive, angry, hostile, aggressive. Because when I do that, one of the things I got in touch with in the step process is that that allows me to live an illusion. See, once I go down and come up with that thing back and them pants on, and here come L. I don't even have, listen, I don't know what goes on with me when I transform like that, but it don't even allow me to have the capacity to feel human. It's something being a woman finding out that you're a womanizer. That's because of all of that mixed up stuff that be running in your head. So, you know, they say, well, she don't know what she want. One minute she this, next minute she that. But nigga, just keep sorting. We sort through the confusion and the contradictory. And listen, I'm in touch with today, women, self-will. It ain't hard. Women, self-will. When I'm over here, it's God's will. Listen, look, now I lay me down to sleep and all of that is nice. But let me tell you something. It's something about a pain clean. I'm talking about a deeper surrender. I'm talking about, listen, I'm talking about at the end of the road with no dope. I'm talking about in here, just balled up, just a mess. I had one of them about 10, 11 months ago. I had one of them. I was at the end of my road. I had one of them, and it was either you're going to go to him. Listen, because you can come around here and act like you don't know, and you will smoke. You can come around here on image time and act all of that, clapping and all that. Your ass will cop. It's something about that. I was in one of them. I'm talking about one of them joints when you know that's a good one down in your gut when your lip shaking, your bottom lip. One of them. Listen, I went through about a 6 month. One of them, I had lost a couple pounds and I already had the surgery, so I really don't need no help in losing weight. They already did that $65,000 ago. So I ain't need no help with that. I went from an 8 to a 4 in like 3 days. Yeah, he wanted my attention. Listen, we talk a lot, but the twins, Grace and Mercy. I thank him for the brokenness. Because I've been able to build a relationship with something that will never leave. Who loves me when I don't even have the ability to love myself. And it's something about getting here and getting the information, how I can go and just tap in, feel his power and his presence and his goodness. I'm talking about when you start feeling worthy to pray. Because, see, you know, one of the things I found out is that he's a gentleman, and he only come in when I invite him. And listen, I had to go back and do some work with resentment. Because I had to let God off the hook. You know, it's something about conviction in your spirit. I wanted to hold him because of, I had to go back to the root. And the exact nature was, I had to let my mother off the hook. Because I was holding her. Because somewhere along the line, I was really never really, really quite complete and whole. You know, that really, somewhere along the line, listen, somewhere along the line through using drugs and all that, I lost me. And I start tattooing my body all up and cutting my hair all off and, you know, and when you ain't working with nothing and you ain't got nowhere to stay and nowhere to go and you ain't got no substance and all of that stuff, and then you meet women with low self-esteem and low self-worth and they going through identity crisis and they don't want to be with a woman that look like a woman. They want to be with a woman that look like a man. You ain't working with shit, so you willing to do that. Then you look up one day and you get clean. I'm telling you what happened to me. Then I walk by the mirror one day and I'm in the step process and sponsor working with me, and I'm writing, and I'm hurting, and I'm crying, and I walked by the mirror one day, and I wasn't okay with Super Dyke. Oh, yeah, girl. It ain't nothing I did. I thought I was gonna die like that. Somebody would have told me I'd be standing up here today with a string up my ass and all this going on and all that. Eyelashes on, my eye all glued together, trying to put these mother. I told my girlfriend and them, I said, you know, I really would like to look like this every day, too much. That's nice. Thank you for everybody told me I look good, but it's too much. I got places to go. And things to do. I do not have 4 hours to dedicate to this. All in your mouth. We're gonna have to get some braids or something. But I wanted to know what happened to me. And I walked by the mirror one day, and Nordine, I never had questioned how I looked or how I act or none of that stuff. And I woke up one morning, and Sonya remembered me from years ago. Sonya said, when I seen you looking like that, I was like, what's up with you? But I walked by the mirror, and the next morning, I got up, Matthew, and I did what I normally do. Get ready to go to 15th and York. 1 o'clock meeting was there, and I put the hat on and all of that stuff, and it didn't feel right. It ain't feel right. I don't know what happened. Listen, but then again, you got to be careful what you pray for, because he don't have to tell you how you're going to fix it. Many a nights I cast my cares, I got on my knees and I cried and prayed, and I was hurting from the women. But I didn't ask him to take that. Come on now, let's not be crazy. I told him if he helped me with the pain, if he just removed the pain out of my life, if he just helped me. And I woke up one day and it started with the clothes. They didn't feel right. I went to my sponsor, listen, we need to talk. What's going on? She said, "Babe, God, you know, he dealing with you. He do what he do. He don't need nobody permission." I got a set of instructions. Take them clothes off. I'm going to tell you something. I wasn't able to recover no way with them on. I wasn't able to recover with them on. Know why? Because I was an illusion. You know, you can't have your hat to the back and your pants hanging low and your hat cocked deuce and all that, whining and being a wimp. You know, because where I come from, nigga, shut up, put some thongs on. Either you a nigga or you ain't. So I'm saying, listen, the clothes kept him out. God worked through people. And it wouldn't allow me to get my help from y'all. It wouldn't allow me, God worked through people. It wouldn't allow, listen, I couldn't become vulnerable. I had to be vulnerable to recover. We be thinking, acting all like this and all of that. Let me tell you something. The blessing comes in your falling apart, not your holding it together. It took me a long time to realize my strength comes when I'm raggedy. I'm talking about raggedy. I'm talking about toe up. I'm talking about listen. I'm talking about listen. When you get that thing up in you to go, it ain't in holding it together. It's being broke and allowing somebody to know I'm broke. It's about being hungry and letting somebody know. I don't know about nobody else, but this program here, y'all have paid my rent. Y'all have fed me. Y'all have paid my electric. Y'all have paid my gas. Y'all have helped me with tuition. Y'all have put money in my pocket for gas and cigarettes. My first job came through Narcotics Anonymous. My first room I got came through Narcotics Anonymous. First car I got used came from a member of Narcotics Anonymous. This is the best thing that has ever happened to me. We don't die, we multiply. We are everywhere. Raise your hand in the meeting, I dare you, and say you need a job. But you can't do it trying to say your face and your ass too. I ain't got a problem with letting a nigga know, listen, a sister kind of gutted when he got to get a couple of dollars. I'm broke. Sure is. Listen, I was going to come down here and lay all up on the beach view and all that. You know, I called back and dope fiend the people. I asked the people here at the convention. I said, is this a main meeting or something? Don't I get a free room? They said, no, precious. I wanted to come down. Listen, man, I'm talking about willingness to continue to grow. I wanted to come down. I got my candles in the bag, little bubble bath. I'm waiting to get, you know, and do me. I found out that it's me worth doing, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, I found out that I ain't a failure. Yeah. I found out that I'm worthy to be loved, man. Listen, I did some investigation. I walked around here so long. I don't want my eyelid. It's okay. There's some professionals in here. I walked around for a long time in that stuff, man. For a long time. So listen, now I wanted to come down and light the candles and, you know, pull. I wanted to have an experience. Harold, hi, baby. I wanted to pull the thing open, you know, light the candles and all that. You know, because I like when I get in the presence now. I used to run. I ain't had nothing to talk about or none of that. First of all, I had to get in touch with that it wasn't a particular kind of order. And the more you go to him, the closer he will be to you. So I said, I'm going to light the candles and all that, right? And I'm going to see the beach and all that. Yeah, well, you know, I'll use my debit card to reserve the room. I ain't had no money on it. Listen, the lady didn't tell me that they wanted the first night deposit. Yeah, right. So they canceled. But let me tell you, God is awesome. When I got to the hotel, the lady said, we canceled your room 2 months ago. See, my intentions was good. I reserved my room early. The lady said, you ain't get a call from us. She said, we canceled your room, sweetie. I'm talking to the guy. I said, well, nobody called me and told me that the room was canceled, but I seen it on the bank statement that they tried to get their couple of dollars and it didn't happen because you can't get what it ain't in there. So I say to the man, well, I didn't get a phone call. Now, I was just going to get a little double bed joint, you know, and I got my girlfriends to come down with me and everything. The man said, listen, we got a room. He said, this room right here is three rooms inside of a room, three individual rooms. And y'all got two bathrooms, and y'all got a full kitchenette area. I went in there, opened the cabinets. I said, shit, I can live up in here. This thing here better than the thing I'm going back up the road to. They got dishes and plates and wide toaster and microwave coffee maker. I was in there. I said, man, look at God working up in here. The man said, and we're going to charge you the same price as we was going to charge you for the other room. And I was listening to Matthew share. I didn't have the money to come down here on the room from the muscle. And I called my girlfriends. I said, y'all, let's go half on three of us, knock this off. We cool. They was like, we down. All right, we all going to chip in on the gas. We're going to chip in on the room. And how about we got three rooms and it's three of us? Because I don't know what David's going to do. I'm going to get a whole bed.
Story done changed.
But I'm listening. When I think about willingness, right? It is so nice to have people to want to be around you. You know, a lot of that stuff I used to do, that and all of that and all of that. Listen, all of that stuff, I was scared. I just wanted, listen, low self-esteem told me that you wasn't going to like me no way. So I might as well not make you really not fucking like me. But listen, it's something about coming here and growing and doing the work. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. CPR has to take place in here. You need spiritual CPR in here. It takes a woke spirit to wake up a dead spirit. I needed some people to blow life in me. I needed some people to tell me and actually look me in my eyes and say, Lisa, we're going to love you until you learn how to love yourself. You ain't got to be doing all that gorilla and killer, manila and thriller and all. And I really wasn't none of that. All I really wanted to do was wanted some people to love me. And it's a beautiful thing, Nordine, to have girlfriends. I got girlfriends who like being around me. Because I found out that it's okay to be me, but first I need to find out who me is. I need to uncover. I need to find out me is vulnerable. Me is scared. Me is shaky. Me cry. Me hurt. My feelings get hurt. It's okay to say you're wrong when you're wrong. It's okay to be all right. It's okay to be a friend. And when people talk to you about their business, shut your mouth. One of my biggest defects. You wonder why people don't want to tell you shit. You talk too much. I wouldn't have knew that if I ain't look at me. Because, you know, when people say it, you can get defensive and not get the help that you need. Right. You talk too much. Spiritual principles. Trust. Trust. So I come around here and I allow God to do what he do. My life is great. I ain't got no money. Y'all ain't promised me that. My disease said, you look like money, something might happen. I remember I heard my girlfriend Karen say that. Karen said, you look like money long enough, something might happen. I'm going to say this and be quiet. Listen, we talk about spiritual awakenings. I used to tell myself that a man can't do nothing for me. And I had to say that. Because I would look real crazy looking like a man saying a man could please me. So you gotta feed yourself lies to be okay with the lie that you're living. Let me tell you something. I've been seeing some good looking men. I said, girl, you've been wasting all them years messing around. Listen, I'm going to tell you when I knew I was having a spiritual awakening. Now I got to be careful. I was having an awakening from the waist down. Listen. But that's different for me. Listen, you got to compare you to you. That was different for me. I was watching the remake of The Longest Yard. Y'all see Nelly and them when they walked in the yard? Y'all ain't see them boys when they was going to join the football team, how they came up over that thing and they ain't had no shirts on? I was like this. Willingness, compliant to feel it, acknowledge it. Don't act like I didn't feel it. things I'm in touch with. Listen, it's something about staying here doing the steps. I had to get my house in order. I had to get my house in order. Then I come to build a relationship. I got to build a relationship with one I love. One that I know love me. One that cares about me. Yeah, that ain't what he got in the plan for me. We talking about getting your house in order and getting lined up. All right, that's what I did. That's what it was hitting for. Now we working with something else. Something else now. You know what I mean? And it's cool. I don't knock nobody. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm just talking about my process and what happened to me. I went through the steps and my life changed. Now I got to be careful. Because I don't know about y'all. That part of my spirit has been dead for a while. A lot of stuff look good to me. Your turn. You got to be careful. So listen, we talking about stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Now I need the help with the new way to live. Because it don't matter if you with a woman or a man, a hoe is a hoe. We're going to be clear. And you can't get no husband being a hoe. Because they talking about new possibilities arise. I want me a husband. If I'm going to have one, I'm 41 years old. Not saying that that's a good excuse to get married, but I don't see why it ain't a good excuse. I ain't got no 20 years to be your girlfriend. I don't have it. Now, I ain't saying there's no shotgun. And we ain't got to do it Monday morning. But we not waiting to 2010 either. We both smell like Bengay. So, that's what it is. I want to thank this area. I want to thank y'all for sharing and thanks.